Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim, joined once again by the divine one, Lance Levine. I just give you that, and I force divine upon you.
I like the way you sing it sometimes.
So it's divine. Awesome. So divine, yeah. Lance Levine.
Every once in a while, you can go LeSwine, because I also answered at Lance LeSwine.
There you go.
Ever since high school.
From the Shootin' the Shiznit podcast, we are back here to watch a Piranha Death Match. I'm fucking stoked for this. I've never seen this.
BJW Piranha Death Match. Looking forward to this.
Yeah.
There are live piranhas involved in this. And it appears it is Kendo Nagasaki versus Mitsuhiro Matsunaga from, what was it, 1996.
August 19th, 96. For the first time ever, we're going to have to screw around with, this is a part one and part two on YouTube. There's no other links available. But I feel like a Piranha Deathmatch is worth the effort it will take to do this. So let's get into this shit. Sync it up at 0 seconds. We'll give you a countdown and you can watch along with us. 3, 2, 1, play. Dude, this guy looks like something out of fucking Mad Max.
That mask looks good. So is this Kendo Nagasaki?
Yeah.
So this is the old guy from back in the day when he was in World Class and all around the U.S.
Yeah, well, his shirt does say Kendo Nagasaki on it.
So. That would be him.
Unless he's a big fan of the guy he's taking on.
This guy looks like Hanma a little bit.
Terrifying.
I wonder if he sounds like Hanma.
Oh, yeah, feed him two fishes.
I wonder if they had was there a PETA disclaimer that no actual piranhas were hurt in the...
This is Japan. They don't give a fuck. They shoot whales in the face with giant spikes. They don't give a fuck over there.
This guy's got to be... At this point, this was, what, 96?
Yeah.
That guy's got to be in his 50s at that point, right?
Yeah, well, you got to get into the gimmick matches then.
Yeah.
But no, the people are like, hey, how about you guys don't kill whales? They're like, nope, fuck that.
We're going to fuck these piranhas.
We're going to kill all the whales.
So through the magic of wrestling, this is probably goldfish in the tank, right?
Oh, no, it's fucking piranhas.
It's actual piranhas, yeah.
Yeah, probably is, dude. So they're not going to
kill him. What's the stipulation here? I see we have the tables full of barbed wire in the corners because the piranhas aren't deadly enough, you know.
I don't know. I assume you win by
putting your opponent in the tank?
Yeah.
So this is going to be like the mousetrap matches and stuff where, you know, Abyss comes out of the tank with the fucking piranhas clinging to his body.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah, this is going to be cool. So, fuck the piranhas. That fucking glass aquarium in the ring is a bit problematic for me.
It's kind of pathetically filled with water, you know?
Dirty fucking water, too. Look at that. That's gross.
Like, I just fill it up a little bit and fuck, throw them in there.
And half the boys pissed in the tank, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
That looks disgusting. That looks like the aquarium that hasn't been cleaned in years. So somebody's head is going in that shit.
I mean, you got to think of what you had to do to send piranhas all the way over here from South America.
What was the – I'm curious, what was the genesis of this match? Like, you know, usually, like, you know, a heel will bring a pair of scissors and lop off a lock of somebody's hair, and then it ends up becoming a hair match, you know? So what precipitated piranhas being brought into play, you know?
No fucking idea. I have no idea, but it's awesome.
I have my piranha here with me. And then, you know, the heel steps on the piranha and kills the piranha, his pet piranha, the baby face's pet piranha.
I mean, there's no rules here, obviously.
I don't think. I see some nice wooden chairs in the background there with the fans. So I think there'll be some wooden chairs busted over somebody's head. That one dude's hair is nice and dyed blonde, too, so we're going to get some juice.
Oh, I'm sure.
His hair is going to be turning red.
This guy's barefoot. I'd probably
Here we go.
I'd probably wear fucking boots.
I'm putting your head in. Hold your breath. It's going to stink, too.
I mean, piranhas are usually pretty big. Those all look like really small fish.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
Goldfish. There's goldfish in there. And they have the tank plugged in. That's the best.
Well, you have to, otherwise they're just going to die.
They actually have the whatever the aeration thing is, the device for the tank. So these piranhas are being well taken care of.
They probably only filled it that full because, like, what happens if this thing breaks in the ring and all that water?
It has to break in the ring. I mean, There has to be.
Well, then I could see fucking PETA having a problem where you just, like, kill a bunch of piranhas in a ring.
Was there a PETA in 1996? Oh. Was the WWE around in 1996, the Panda Group?
Yeah. See, waiting to use some of this. There we go. He's barefoot. Oh, no, he's not.
Hold on. Let me put my foot in the barbed wire. Hang on. Is this Red Shoes, by the way? The Red Shoes obsession continues.
I'm pretty sure that's Red Shoes, dude.
Shoes are not red. That guy looked like he was wearing, I'm guessing, okay, so that's Matsunaga. He's wearing like flip-flops or something in the ring. That did not look safe going into the barbed wire.
Oh.
And now we're going to have some juice.
Yeah, see, that's what it's going to take. Like, do you remember, you're old like me, even older than me. Yes. Do you remember the Piranha movie from back in the day? Like, that tormented my childhood?
Yeah, you got to have blood to draw the piranhas.
Yeah, man. How fucking crazy is that movie?
His back is stuck to it. So I'm guessing this is not like the TNA barbed wire. This is the real barbed wire. Oh, standing on it, adding insult to injury.
He's not a small man either.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be stuck to his back.
I remember when I was a young wrestling fan, coming across some FMW tapes at a fucking local video store and being horrified by that shit.
Really? God, I was into it back in the day. Like,
well, I was into it too, because when you're like, I was like a teenager, so. But I was like, this is something like that was pre ECW and shit, so like that blew my mind. I had no idea people were doing shit like that.
All right, you were right. There are a lot of fucking fish in that tank. There's a lot of shit going on in that tank right there. I don't know if they're deadly fish, but there's a lot of fucking fish in there. I wouldn't want to have my head go in there. Even if they were just, like, friendly, like, hey, what's going on, fish? Like, yeah. Goldfish. I don't need goldfish going in my nose and shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the water is filthy, too.
Yeah, it's filthy. Oh, here we go. Oh! A near miss. Oh, that one guy looks like he has overalls on outside. He looks like Hillbilly Jim.
Hillbilly.
A young boy Hillbilly Jim.
Hillbilly Kawasaki.
Yeah. He's just taking those chops into the barbed wire.
I'm so invested in this fucking piranha spot.
Yeah, we're not going to get it in this part. It's going to be in the second part for sure.
Well, I'm sure.
Because there's only one time that somebody's going in there. There'll be a lot of somebody's head being held like a half an inch above the water, like right about now.
Called it.
Yep. Oh, so close.
He needs to be bleeding from there. If they don't do a spot where someone is dripping blood from the face into the water, then they're not doing this right.
He touched. There was a little moisture. Touched his head, a little dirty moisture.
A little fucking Amazon River.
Oh, man. I mean, the fucking glass, this giant... This giant glass case in the ring is more problematic than the damn fish.
I just like, what if that thing burst?
Yeah, exactly. You got the body weight of two guys leaning on it right there.
It's like 20 fucking Amazon fish just like flopping around in the ring. Oh, there's little kids there. That's good.
Yeah, that's safe.
You want to take the kids out? We're going to a piranha death match on Saturday.
Here come the chairs. And the crowd scatters as they do in Japan.
Oh, seems like
lovely. Oh, a set of three chairs. That was killer. That was awesome.
Got two. I suppose that this is two older guys can't really do the fucking, this is what you can do.
Right. Well, they're still trying. I mean, yeah. Nagasaki, for his age, is putting out here. I mean, you're not going to see high spots in a match like this.
The other cat you were saying was an American wrestler?
No. Yeah, the guy with the shaved head. Kendo Nagasaki. Yeah. I remember him myself. I remember him from World Class. But I'm sure, he was around forever. He was the original, like, Great Muda gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
So he looks like he's busted open, right?
Oh, he's bleeding. He is.
He's bleeding
in the water.
Into the water. The water is turning red.
Oh, my God.
Oh, get him over. Get him over. Oh, we're almost to the end of this part.
Oh, my God.
Water is touching. The water is turning red. That's gross. The dirty, filthy, gross water is now getting bloody.
Oh,
this is
man.
Like watching Jaws. Oh, and the fish are going to it, so it, maybe they are piranha.
Dude, they are all in the blood.
Yeah. The fish are like, hey, this looks good. All right.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So now part two.
Now, and this, holy fuck. All right, we're gonna hold on. So we'll go ahead and we've got to get set up here for the second one. Why wouldn't it just go to part two?
It would be nice.
It went into somebody sawing somebody. So that's fun.
Well, for me, it was part two was just right to the right margin there.
All
right. It was the first one.
So everybody can find... All these links are in the description, by the way. I don't know if I stated that. I'm really fucking baked. Anyway.
So BJW Piranha. Piranha is spelled wrong for the record. Deathmatch part two of two.
Yeah, we got the link in the description. So get yourself situated at zero and watch along in 3, 2, 1, play.
We're still dangling precariously over the water.
Like, why couldn't you put that up in one piece? I feel like I should message this guy and like, hey, oi prick.
Oh, now he's bloody. So Nagasaki he's been on offense almost this entire match so far. So at some point, this has to turn around, and he's got to be in peril. Because I don't remember this guy. This guy was a garbage wrestler, too. So this guy has no problem with bleeding, I'm sure.
Garbage wrestler, too.
Hardcore, sorry. Is that politically not politically correct, garbage wrestling?
I don't know.
Let's call it hardcore.
I don't mind it if it's like a well-built feud and there's good wrestling in with the crazy shit, but when it's like two dudes who don't know how to wrestle just like slamming light tubes on each other's ass, that sucks.
Oh, here comes the blood. The barbed wire board tossed to the face outside the ring. And that shit's real. I mean, I've definitely seen barbed wire matches where they're using fake, where it's not really barbed wire, but this shit looks real to me. The way it's clinging to their clothes.
Oh, yeah, look at it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking
none of
nasty.
That Hollywood shit. So, I like the way the fans, many of the fans have scattered, but the photographers always stay damn close.
Oh, yeah.
They're death-defying. Oh, that was a weak shot.
That was very fucking weak. There's not many people here either. Look at the crowd there. It's about five rows deep.
Yeah. Oh, what is this? Oh, this is one of those hard-ass Japanese tables.
Oh, dude. I am the table.
Those Kenny Omega tables.
Dude, they're indestructible.
Yeah.
Don't even try going through those things.
Those guys' backs are not indestructible when they go through those tables. So that is that's a nice gash on his bleach blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
To the side of the table.
Oh, what the fuck?
Side of the table and the chair simultaneously.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a fan finally deciding to... Maybe I should move. This is getting a little bit close.
Oh, man.
Oh, look at that. Is that a giant fanny pack on that one guy with the red hat?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just a normal-sized fanny pack on a small Japanese man. Well, maybe it is. That looks pretty big, fanny pack.
That is one big-ass fanny pack. Well, back in 96, that was cool back then. Jesus, the table flying into the seats.
But it's like, you watch this too, it's like 1996, about the time ECW started getting into the crazier shit. What is that? Because 95, wasn't it pretty, well, no, 95 they were doing that already too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's red shoes out there. Black bow tie. Not red shoes.
This is serious business. He wears a bow
tie. This guy, he may not be bleeding yet, but man, he's got to do some selling here soon. Because otherwise, this is a squash, basically. He's bringing the chair in the ring. He's going to bash the damn aquarium.
The fish are just swimming in fucking blood water right now. It's amazing.
Billy Jim-san helping him out. that water is really gross now.
Yeah.
It's like turning orange.
I mean, you probably couldn't pay me what these guys got paid out to put... any part of my body with an open wound on it into the fucking into that dirty ass water full of fish.
Into that algae. Somehow I don't think that it's like, you know, some kind of Hollywood special effects either. I think it really is disgusting algae.
Oh no.
This is the destruction of the aquarium here. He's going to body slam him on top of the barbed wire board and break the aquarium.
I don't think the aquarium breaks, dude. I'd put money on the fact that it doesn't.
I like the way that the aquarium, too, is like the size of a man. You know, like somebody could easily fit, their entire body can fit in there. That's
probably not Baldy there, but yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
He's going to do a moonsault. He's going to do a moonsault on top of him on the board, on the barbed wire, and crash the aquarium.
Dude.
It has to be.
There's no way that big fucking guy does a moonsault.
I'm thinking of Muda, probably, because it's such a similar gimmick. Oh, this guy's finally, Matsunaga, finally getting some offense in. Finally, 20 minutes in.
Yeah. I guess I don't really remember. I'm not up on a lot of WCCW shit, so.
Yeah, he was there. He was managed by Gary Hart.
He wasn't, not as Kabuki.
Kendo Nagasaki with the nunchucks. I just remember, like.
I remember Gary Hart managing Kabuki, too.
Kabuki? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'm mixing them up.
I have no idea. We're experts.
The sad thing is, I'm not baked, so.
Yeah, well.
Well, he kind of looks like Baron Von Raschke there a little bit, too. Like the Pan-Asian Baron Von Raschke.
He's like, fuck this barbed wire dumb shit.
Nobody's doing a moonsault on top of that board on the aquarium. Here we go. Oh! dangling precariously. He's going to go in. He's going in. The pants are getting wet. Ooh, here we go. I want to, if somebody doesn't come out of that tank with a fish clinging to their body by his mouth, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, dude, it's like, I feel like the expectation for a Piranha Deathmatch is pretty fucking high, right?
Oh, shit. That kick could have caused... Oh, here we go.
Did he just throw a fish at him?
He's throwing fish.
Where'd the fish go?
That sounds like code, throwing fish.
Was it a fish?
He threw water. He, like, tossed water at him or something, but that could have easily been a fish in the hand.
Yeah, why not throw a fish at him?
So, now you're going to have PETA after your ass for that. Throwing fish.
Jesus. Okay,
what was that?
They just give up on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, fuck it. Just...
I'll try and toss him out over the top, but if that doesn't work, I'll just kick him under.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right, let's see here. Now we only got about 2 minutes left, so somebody's going in that tank real damn soon.
They fucking better. If this ends without it, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm telling you, I better have a fish clinging to somebody's body, gnawing on one of these nips or something here. No offense.
Oh.
Here we go. It's like that body slam does it.
It's like the ultimate fucking change of fortune, right? You know, for how much seafood Japanese people eat.
I'll show you. Oh, like surfboard, the slip and slide over the barbed wire board.
Got slivers in my nips.
No offense. That's politically incorrect.
Oh, my God.
So he's got that clinging to his arm, although he had the wrist, the elbow tape.
I'm so worried about the fact that there's like a minute left and no one's in this thing yet.
A powerbomb into the tank. Nope. He's going for a pin? What the fuck?
Dude.
Isn't the point of the match to get your opponent in the tank? I don't think you can win this via pinfall. Oh, shit. That looked intense.
Yeah.
That could be the broken neck right there.
Dude, if this ends, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, he's going in right now. Cause
yeah.
He knocked him out with the pile driver.
Throw him in.
There we go. He's in. Yes. He's in, and the fish are going apeshit. The fish are like, it's feeding time, bitch.
I don't know if they're doing anything.
And he closes him in. The ultimate, the ultimate insult.
And barbed wire.
Locks him in. Oh.
Holy shit.
And then
shit.
All the young boys get in there and save him. All right, let's see. Are there any fish clinging to him? No. But like you said, getting in that dirty-ass tank with that gross water with cuts and shit, ugh. Even if it's like colored water, I don't think so.
That was something, dude.
The crowds are going to riot. That was bizarre. That was awesome.
There you go. You've seen a Piranha Death Match.
Is there something clear? Yeah, there's... Oh, his chest is bleeding. Did he blade his chest in the water?
Oh, man.
Mr. Danger.
That would be serious.
Oh, sweet. There's no way that's Blade. That had to be from the Piranhas. I feel vindicated. That was from the Piranhas.
Holy shit.
Wow, well, the Piranhas got a feeding day.
That was amazing.
That was great.
There you go. BJW Piranha Deathmatch.
That was the best Piranha Deathmatch I've ever seen, Jim. I'm willing to say that is that sets the standard for me.
Yeah. The thing that's funny is I know a couple of deathmatch wrestlers, and I should pitch that they should do this better.
Yeah. Or different fishes, like a lamprey or an eel or something.
Electric eel. Oh, man.
There you go. Maybe I'm sure they've probably done that already.
I bet they have, and I bet we'll watch it someday. So that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening. Follow me on Twitter at SuplexCityLimit. Follow Lance at ChocolatierLL. Make sure to listen to Shootin' the Shiznit podcast everywhere podcasts are found. You got anything else before we roll, sir?
Nope, just thanks for making the boyhood dream come true once again, Jim.
Shit. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Ringside with Jim.